radar, Gilbert, some vital signs.
This is Dr. Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Hayser, H-E-Y-S-E-R, first name Gilbert, G-I-L-D-E-R-T. The date of evaluation, 02-08-2022. The date of birth, 08-03-1946. The chief complaint, this is a 75-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, chronic systolic heart failure with reduced left ventricular ejection fraction, chronic atrial fibrillation, who had been admitted to Highland General Hospital on 1/29/22. And discharge on 02/05/22. Period. His discharge diagnosis included volume overload, secondary to acute heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Period. He was found to have atrial fibrillation, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, and acute kidney injury with bilateral low extremity cellulitis, period. He was then started on aggressive diuresis with reduction in symptoms of apopnea, PND, DND, and low extremity swelling, period. He was treated for cellulitis of the lower extremity for 5 days and further underwent echocardiogram, which confirmed left ventricular ejection fraction of 35-40% and the presence of segmental wall motion abnormality, period. He was scheduled for LexiScan as an outpatient, period. The patient currently denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, 1, atrial fibrillation, rate control, next number, acute on chronic heart failure, next number, coronary artery disease, next number, acute kidney injury, possible cardiorenal, next number, cellulitis of the lower extremities, next number, obesity, next number, obstructive sleep apnea. Next number, prediabetes. Next number, mood disorder. Next number, history of syphilis. His medications at discharge. Albuterol nebulizer solution 2.5/3 mL. Take 3 mL per nebulizer every 6 hours. PRN. Vitamin C 250 mg BID. Atorvastatin 80 mg HS. Folic acid 1 mg daily. Furosemide 40 mg POBID, lisinopril 2.5 mg daily, metoprolol succinate 50 mg one daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily, sertraline 50 mg daily. The allergies, suspected chocolate allergy as a child, resulting in wheezing. The family history, a brother had pacemaker in the 80s, sister had pacemaker in the 70s. The review of systems, correction, the social history, patient has prior history of marijuana. Further has history of alcohol use. He worked as a janitor at St. Paul's. No recent travel. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 124/80, pulse 78, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.6, saturation 97% on room air. In general, he is alert. He is in no acute distress. He is somewhat unkempt. He is incontinent of bowel movements, and he is being changed by the nurse at this time. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, people equal around reactive to light and accommodation, scleral clear, extraocular muscles intact, neck supple, no adenopathy, cardiovascular, irregular rhythm, soft systolic murmur at the left periosteal border, no hepatojugular reflux. The lungs, clear to auscultation, chest normal excursion, abdomen mildly obese, soft, non-tender, rectal deferred, neural non-focal, skin warm and dry. The impression, 75-year-old male with congestive heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, segmental wall motion abnormality, and atrial fibrillation, admitted to the skilled nursing facility. He is incontinent. He has dysmobility and requires PPOT. He requires ongoing diuresis and treatment of his heart failure period. We'll continue to follow him. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.